Listening strategies for the IELTS test.
Unit 1. Letters, numbers and numeral relationships.
Listening activity number 1. In Britain, when giving or asking for telephone numbers, we don't say 1,000, 100 or million. We say each number separately. So 421 6759 is 421-6759. The 0 is pronounced O. 081-436-0872 is 081-436-0872. These numbers are in groups. The groups are codes for areas in Britain. When we say the numbers, we pause between the groups. However, when the same number occurs twice, the word double is used with the number. 1994422 is 1994422. Now listen to listening activity number 1, telephoning. Listen to some dialogues between a caller on the phone and a secretary. As you listen, write the telephone numbers and names in the spaces below. Number 1.
Is that 401-3745?
Yes. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Miss Jones, please.
Number 2.
Hi, is that 201-6453?
Yes. Who do you want to speak to?
Helen Parker, please.
Number 3.
Hello, is that 784-9253?
Who do you wish to speak to?
Dr. Robinson, please.
Number 4.
Good morning. Is that 506-6423?
Yes. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Eggie, please.
Number 5.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but is that 509-4287?
Who do you want to speak to?
Jane Casting, please.
Listening activity number 2. Address. In the UK, the house number is given first and is followed by the name of the street. These two items are written on the same line. Next, the name of the city and county are written and are followed by the postcode and the country if you are abroad. Listen to the following short dialogues and fill in the missing information in the space below.
1. My new address is 23A Smithfield Road, Ealing W5, London. My telephone number is 71-840-2146.
2. My sister lives at 27 Greenford Avenue, Nottingham. Her telephone number is 602-579-5942.
3. My friend Alan lives in London. His address is 25 St Mary's Road, Ealing, London, W55RF. His telephone number is 71-579-5076.
4. My brother Larry's address is 3 Greswick Road, Birmingham. His telephone number is 21992 0221.
5. My parents live at 64 Manor Drive, Edinburgh. Their telephone number is 31 324 6738.
6. My Uncle George lives at 30 King's Road, Leeds. His telephone number is 532 837 5029.
7. Mrs. Harper lives at 17 Green Street, Liverpool. Her number is 51 362 7884.
8. Mr. Johnson lives at 48 Church Street, Brighton. His telephone number is 273 843 065.
Listening activity number 3.
In Great Britain, the British Council operates a voluntary scheme for the inspection of English language schools. The schools must comply with strict regulations regarding teacher qualifications and school facilities. EF International Language Schools in Cambridge, Hastings and Brighton are recognised as efficient by the British Council, and they are members of the Association for Recognised English Language Teaching Establishments in Britain. Here are their addresses. Look at the address list, tick if the information is correct, or write in the necessary changes.
Number 1. EF Language Schools. EF House. 1 Farman Street, Hove, Brighton, Sussex, BN3 1AL. Telephone 723 651. Telex 877 743.
Number 2. EF International School of English, 221 Hills Road, Cambridge, CB2 2RW. Telephone 240 040. Telex 817 713.
Number 3. EF International School of English, 1-2 Sussex Road, Brighton, Sussex, BN2 1FJ. Telephone 571 780. Telex 94012032.
Number 4. EF International School of English, 74-80 Warrior Square, Hastings, East Sussex, TN3 6BP. Telephone 423 998. Telex 957 005.
Listening activity number 4.
Listen carefully to a conversation between Alison and Alan. Tick if the information is correct, or write in the necessary changes. Alison and Alan are in London talking about telephones.
I've got to make a phone call. There is a phone box over there.
Now, it's 5:30 already. Why don't you make a call later? It's cheaper after 6 p.m.
Is it? Oh, good. I thought it cost the same. I'll wait till I get home then. Where can you find out how much phone calls cost?
You can find out at the front of any telephone directory.
Ah, I must have a good look. Does it give any other information?
Yes, you will get any information you need, such as the weather forecast, gardening information, etc.
Good. I'll have a look. How can I arrange an alarm call? My brother's arriving from Paris early tomorrow, and I must get to the airport very early in the morning.
Well, you'd better book before 10:30 p.m. the previous evening.
That seems simple enough. Actually, I think I'll phone my brother this afternoon. I've got the phone number of his hotel, but what if he isn't in when I phone? It could be expensive, and I can't afford to keep phoning all afternoon.
Well, you could make a personal call. You can tell the operator your brother's name. Then your message can be left for your brother, and you would not pay any money until you talk to him.
Perfect. I'll do that. Thank you, Alan.
Listening activity number 5.
You are going to listen to some names and places. Listen carefully and write down the following names and places.
Number 1.
My name is Barbara Cooper. I'll spell it for you. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Did you get it? I'm Barbara Cooper. Number 2.
Do you need my full name? My first name's John. J-O-H-N. Yes, J-O-H-N. And my surname's Murphy. M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Number 3.
My Christian name is Stephen.
Now there are different ways of spelling that, aren't there?
Yes, mine's P-H.
Pardon?
You spell it S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Thank you. Number 4.
Place of birth, please, madam.
Adelaide. A-D-E-L-A-I-D-E. Would you like me to spell it again? A-D-E-L-A-I-D-E. Number 5.
Hello. I'd like to order a book by Martha Hunt. Hello? It's not a very good line, is it? Martha Hunt. M-A-R-T-H-A-H-U-N-T. That's it. The title of the book is Slight.
Number 6.
Hello, I have a reservation. The name's James. James Black. Number 7.
Where do you live?
A suburb of London called Greenwich.
Gren...
No, no. G-R-E-E-N-W-I-C-H. Greenwich.
Number 8.
Hello, I have an appointment with Miss Parker.
Your name, please?
Terry Fisher. That's T-E-R-R-Y, Terry. F-I-S-H-E-R, Fisher.
Thank you.
Listening activity number 6.
Listen to the following dialogue between an operator and an inquirer. As you listen, write down the type of call, name and phone number in the spaces below. Long distance, may I help you?
Yes, I want to make a person-to-person call to Leeds, please.
What is the name of the person, please?
David Barker.
How do you spell that?
It's B-A-R-K-E-R.
And what is the number?
It's 502-7745. But I don't have the area code.
Just a minute, please.
Listening activity number 7.
Listen to the following dialogue between an operator and an inquirer. As you listen, write down the name, address, and phone number in the spaces below.
Directory inquiries. What city, please?
Manchester. I'd like to have the telephone number of Mr. John Abel, please.
Yes, ma'am. How do you spell his last name?
It's A-B-E-L. Abel.
Thank you. And could you tell me his address?
It's 2418 Greystone Road.
The number is 365-9783.
365-9783. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Listening activity number 8.
Listen to the following dialogue between an operator and an inquirer. As you listen, write down the name, address and telephone number in the spaces below. Directory inquiries. What city, please?
Edinburgh. I want to have the telephone number of Mrs. Diana Paxton, please.
Yes, ma'am. Could you spell her last name, please?
Yes. It's P-A-X-T-O-N. Paxton.
Thank you. And her address?
932 Beach Road.
The number is 402-3685.
402-3685. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Listening activity number 9.
You will hear a conversation between a secretary and a student. The secretary is asking the student for information in order to complete an application form for a course. As you listen, fill in the appropriate information on the form below. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to enrol for the course.
Certainly. What's your surname, please?
Williams.
Could you spell that for me?
Yes, it's W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Thank you. What's your first name?
Peter. That's spelled P-E-T-E-R.
Thanks. Where are you from, Mr. Williams?
Canada.
I see. Where do you live now?
I live at 9 Crewe Street, RC4. And my telephone number is 234-2965.
Your number is 234-2965.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. How old are you?
25.
Thanks. Listening activity number 10.
You will hear a conversation between a secretary and a student. The secretary is asking the student for information in order to complete an application form for a course. As you listen, fill in the appropriate information on the form below. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to enrol for the course.
Certainly. What's your surname, please?
Turnbull.
Could you spell that for me?
Yes, it's T-U-R-N-B-A-L-L.
Thank you. And what's your first name?
Jill. That's spelled G-I-L-L.
Thanks. Where do you come from, Miss Turnbull?
I come from Australia.
I see. Where do you live now?
Now I live with my sister. Her address is 32 Broadway, SE23. The telephone number is 207-3346.
Thank you. And how old are you?
23.
Thank you. Listening activity number 11.
You will hear a conversation between a secretary and a student. The secretary is asking the student for information in order to complete an application form for a course. As you listen, fill in the appropriate information on the form below. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to enrol for the English short training course.
Certainly. What's your surname, please?
Potters.
Could you spell that for me?
Yes, it's P-O-T-T-E-R-S.
Thank you. And what's your first name?
Mike. That's spelled M-I-K-E.
Thank you. Where are you from?
The United States.
I see. How old are you?
27.
Good. Where do you live now?
I live at 45 Hardcourt Lane, E24.
I see. And do you have a telephone number?
Yes. It's 365 3241.
Thanks.
Listening activity number 12A. Listen to some short dialogues. In each dialogue, you will hear someone ask a question about the time. When the answer is given, write down the time in the space below.
Number 1.
Excuse me, can you tell me the time, please?
Yes, it's 2:45.
Number 2.
Do you have the right time, please?
I think it's 5:20.
Number 3.
Do you know what time the next bus is, please?
Yes, it's 7:30.
Number 4.
What time do you finish your work today?
6:20.
Number 5.
When do the shops open, please?
At 8:00.
Number 6.
What time does the London train leave, please?
12:30.
Number 7.
What's the next train to Birmingham, please?
11:05.
Number 8.
Excuse me, please. What time does the Liverpool train arrive?
17:40.
Number 9.
When does the Paris flight leave, please?
22:50.
Number 10.
What time's the next flight to Amsterdam, please?
15:30.
Listening activity number 12B. You will hear a dialogue. As you listen, fill in the form below.
Have you got your timetable?
Yes, I have.
When do we have Dr. Kent's lecture?
Monday morning at 9:30 and then at 11:30. Also Friday morning at 10:30.
And how long do they last?
An hour.
Which rooms are they in?
The Monday morning lectures take place in room 50. The Friday morning one is in room 15.
Listening activity number 13. You will hear some announcements from railway stations and airports. These announcements give information to travellers about trains and planes. For each announcement that you hear, write in the box below the platform number, flight number, time and destination.
1. The train now standing at platform 4 is the 13:30 to Cambridge.
2. The express train to Birmingham is now due in on platform 2 at 14:20.
3. The next train to arrive at platform 3 is the 16:40 to Liverpool.
4. The next train to London will depart from platform 1 at 7:30.
5. British Rail apologises for the delay to Leeds. It will now depart at 9:10 from platform 5.
6. The next train to Oxford will depart from platform 2 at 10:30.
7. The train now standing at platform 5 is the 11:05 to Leeds.
8. British Rail apologises for the delay to the Manchester train. It will now depart at 11:30 from platform 3.
9. British Airways announces the departure of flight BA207 at 8:30 to Paris.
10. Olympic Airways flight OA535 for Athens will depart at 12:05.
11. British Airways' next flight to Belfast is flight BA965 at 12 o'clock.
Number 12. SAS flight SK506 to Stockholm will depart at 17:15.
13. British Airways announces the departure of flight BA205 at 9:30 to Dublin.
14. British Airways' next flight to Paris is flight BA305 at 11:30.
15. Olympic Airways' next flight to Athens is flight OA593 at 14:40.
16. British Airways' flight BA707 for Edinburgh will depart at 15:05.